The city of Kannapolis is searching for a developer for the first in a planned series of projects that officials hope will transform 50 acres in the city's old downtown. The city council gave its go-ahead on Monday. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Last September, the city of Kannapolis bought most of its old downtown, about 50 acres of aging buildings and parking lots where textile mills once stood. Officials want to spark development of new housing and shops, signs of life that disappeared after the last mill, Pillowtex, closed in 2003. City Manager Mike Legg says the city began drawing up a new downtown plan with a consultant, the University of North Carolina's Development Finance Initiative.
The goal was really to bring it back to sort of the prominent role that it played for decades in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, before the pressures of malls and loop roads and suburban growth.
This week, the City Council approved a conceptual plan for a $33 million demonstration project it hopes will jumpstart that new growth. The plan envisions two new buildings with more than 200 apartments, shops, and restaurants, and a parking deck on about 3 acres across South Main Street from the Kannapolis train station. Legg says construction could start a year from now.
Probably about 2 years from now, we should see people living downtown again.
The trick will be finding a developer to finance and build the project. The city will begin advertising over the next week. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.